Good morning. It's March 29th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 47. It's a short chapter again. Chapter 47 and chapter 48 go together, but we're just going to read chapter 47 today. What we see is the Egyptians had defeated Philistia, but the Babylonians would destroy both Philistia. We see that in chapter 7, and then in chapter 48 tomorrow, we'll see how they destroy Moab. The Babylonian army would be like a rising river, and a sword in the hands of the Lord. Let's read chapter 47 of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, behold, waters rise out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood. They shall overflow the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell therein. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail. At the noise of the stamping hooves of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers will not look back for their children, lacking courage because of the day that comes to plunder all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains. For the Lord shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off. With the remnant of the valley, how long will you cut yourself? O you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourselves up in your scabbard. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet? Seeing the Lord has given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore, there he has appointed it. That's our Bible reading for today, short and sweet, but to the point. God has a plan. God will protect his own, and God will discipline those that need to be disciplined. Obedience is the key. Hey, reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check on them daily. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.